It is the review show after Manchester City 4, Liverpool 1. It's Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers and Neil Atkinson to go through a bit of a painful one, not for the first time this season. Sean, we'll start with the lineups and approaches. I guess with Liverpool, and we talked a little bit about it in the week, the question was really around the frontline selection, what he might do. I don't think it's any surprise, really, that you can make an argument that he goes with his best pressers, best defenders from the front here, players who can show opposition players a certain way, players who are pressing certain ways. And I think the three selected there do, I think you can argue, do that job on a team sheet. I think it's interesting that, you know, out of three of the four fixtures against City this season, Nunes has only started one. Now I think you can maybe level a bit of fitness around a couple of those fixtures, but that maybe says a bit about what he needs from forward players in this game in particular. For City, they're probably able to morph and stagger a little bit that attacking five without Haaland a bit more. You know, I think it's fair that Liverpool might have expected more of a 3-2-4-1 build up with a focal point in the one, very much in the one. And then, you know, I think the other thing that when the team sheet drops to think about is the use of whichever centre half it was going to be next to Rodri, it ends up being Stones. And then Henderson's job within that on the left side. And I think Henderson struggles to get to grips with that a bit first and foremost. But yeah, what were your thoughts on the initial lineup and approach?
In terms of the initial lineup, it's pretty much what I'd said on the free show on Friday that I wanted to go with. I said I would have gone with Milner in place of Henderson, more with a view to... I was pretty confident we'd get beat here, unfortunately, without being too pessimistic. And I wanted us to make sure, I think it was really important to try and manage minutes and make sure that whatever happened at City, we were going in the best shape mentally and physically for Chelsea. And as part of that, I would want Fabinho and Henderson to at least be as fresh as possible for the manager to at least have to be able to do whatever he wants with them, ultimately. And I felt that in the first hour, Liverpool could try and do what teams have done to us and make this a bit of a last 30-minute game or last 20-minute game. And when you look at the two benches at lineup as well, if it was a last 20-minute game, not with the way things are, but you could have made an argument, I think, that Liverpool are better positioned with a fair wind with if you're looking at this glass half full. In terms of the setup, I thought the manager got his setup absolutely spot on. It's pretty much exactly what I would have wanted it to be. I'm in a greenhouse with this. A completely different level. I've got it wrong more often than I've got it right, but I've been really critical of the structure for this Liverpool team with and without the ball. I think there's a strong argument to wonder who the team is set up for